content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to, I said you're instead of your. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. So good to have you guys in studio. We've had fun already. We already got all gossiped up, got all caught up on everything, right?
We can do that. Love quick. It.
Did
yeah.
recipes and
facials.
Facials.
Yeah, facials and pictures.
Well, Stephanie's a professional photographer. The best pictures I've ever taken in my life, she's always around.
Really? That's awesome.
Well, she told me, stick your chin out, and there you go. We got a good shot. Because I got the double chin thing, you know, from my dad.
Well, I do too. And even, I mean, I'm heavier now, but even when I'm thin, I've always had that chin. So
yeah, I don't notice it on
gotta
you.
Got to get it from the right angle.
You got to get it from the right.
It's all about the angles and the lighting is what my buddy says.
It's funny, Diamond, you didn't hear it, but Avi says, oh, your skin looks so soft. And Daniel said, yeah, I had a facial yesterday.
So. I thought he was kidding. Yeah. I had to clarify.
And I wasn't.
No,
I
Daniel's
one.
So awesome. I mean, he's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so we're going to have a great time today. We have Suzanne Ryan coming up. She wrote the book, Simply Keto, A Practical Approach to Health and Weight Loss with 100 Easy Low-Carb Recipes. And I have to tell you, Stephanie and I have both tested the recipes, and they are easy. I made one this morning with just what I already had in my house.
Yep. That's what I love about it, and that's what we were saying. What's so great about it is it's simple ingredients, stuff you can just grab out of your cabinets and go.
Right. Well, and I always keep blueberries in the house. I love anything that's made with, because blueberries are so amazing. Yeah. They're such a healthy fruit.
A lot of antioxidants, low in sugar, and it doesn't take that many to really get a good sweet flavor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true. And so I'm so anxious to talk to her. So many people are going keto. You yourself had a success story with your mom.
Yes.
With her book, right? And the ketogenic diet that you are going to share with us.
Yeah. So I bought this because a friend of mine recommended it, and I loved it so much because of what we just said. It was really simple. It was real food. My husband looked at it, and he was able to pick out recipes he liked. I liked it so much, I sent it to my mom, who's, struggled with her weight for a good long time, has had, numerous procedures and just really kind of struggled. So I sent her this cookbook, and she really got on board. And in the first month of using this cookbook, she lost 20 pounds, which is huge for her. I mean, that's really a big deal.
Well, and the name of the book is Simply Keto. If you aren't able to join us for the rest of the show, or maybe you want to listen to the podcast later, it's going to be great. I just love this girl. I don't even know her, but I'll read the notes that I wrote when I read the book before I went into the recipes, because she tells her personal story, which, I wrote, you were or are so candid and generous to the reader of what life is really like for you or was like for you, so honest that I immediately connected with you. That's how I felt when I was reading this book, because she laid it all out. And anybody that's ever struggled with anything can relate to her kind and beautiful and honest words.
Yep, I totally agree. And a lot of times people aren't that honest about their journey. I mean, they try to be, but
they clean it up.
Yeah. And I feel like she was really raw with what she shared. So
yeah. Well, and so many Americans are struggling with eating disorders, and it's getting worse and worse because of people like Kim Kardashian, who is selling appetite suppressant lollipops, and people are pissed about it. I'm here to tell you. Have you read some of the stuff on social media?
I haven't seen it yet. Y'all just mentioned
it's pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm sure people are all over that. That's so against the whole body positivity thing going on right now.
And here's the thing. So she grew up rich in Hollywood. Okay, she's already entitled. She's been waited on and taken care of, to the highest level her whole life. Okay, so right away we got that working. But you know she's got a stylist. You know she has a cook, a chef, a maid. She can do whatever she wants. She's got access to any amount of money that she wants to get butt implants, all her tucks and all her stuff that she does, right. her lip injections, her Botox, her everything that she does. Her job is to look good.
Yeah.
That's why she looks good. But to put that kind of pressure on the other women in this world that don't have access or a life where their job is to just simply look good mm-hmm. is such bullshit stuff.
Oh,
sorry.
You got yourself.
Yeah, it is though.
Your
you know,
face was awesome.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
But it is.
That's
an
exactly
epidemic.
That's exactly what it
right?
is. Though,
it is though.
Yeah.
Call it
BS. To have so much like influence in pop culture, it's just really sad.
Well, I feel like you have a greater responsibility. I think too much has been given, much is expected. And
right.
I feel like she's not really given much at this point.
Well,
I
mean, here's the thing. Exactly. She's not. She's damaging, in my opinion. She's damaging a lot of people, especially young girls that follow her, like my daughter. My daughter, Nia, a couple of months ago, wanted to buy her perfume, was all mesmerized by the whole Kim Kardashian thing. I'm like, listen, we're not supporting her. We're not spending a dime of our hard-earned money supporting her and her perfumes or anything that she does, because I just think it's I mean, she got famous from a sex tape. That in itself should speak volumes to any parent out there thinking about supporting her products. And I'm being very, very open in about how I feel about this, but I do think it's important that these celebrities, if you will, that think that they can just sell anything to anyone and there be no repercussions, especially an appetite suppressant lollipop. Mm-hmm. She needs to put something else in her mouth, which I'm sure she's had a lot of that too. So
that's the problem with people trying to follow other people in Hollywood, sports, whatever. It's like, you're not going to be them. Be the best version of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to look like a supermodel or anything like that. Just be the best version of you and be healthy.
Absolutely. You know, it's like, okay, so Kim, when's the last time what books have you read?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what books have you read? What else are you doing besides trying to make money selling products by unrealistic expectations that you expect American women to fulfill in their lives? They don't have the time, they don't have the money, and they shouldn't be focused on that. That's why we have so many eating disorders in this country. You deal with it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not talked about openly, but you can definitely tell that there are. And it's guys and girls. It tends to be a little bit more girls, obviously, but guys have eating disorders.
Oh, they
as
do.
Well.
Yeah. Did you see the recent article in Men's Health? Mm-hmm. I read the whole thing. It was so interesting. Here it is. Avi's going to pull it up here. It was a very real, again, this guy's story, a depiction of, and the title, it's in Men's Health, it's this month's issue, Mirror, Mirror on the Gym Wall, Cultural Expectations About Manhood Are Fueling a Silent Epidemic of Eating Disorders and Body Image Disturbance in Men Across the Country. Can you recognize the warning signs? Do you see any of them in yourself? Well, I read the whole article, and it's just amazing what this guy went through, what he put himself through. With this obsession to look like the perfect man, his body.
Yeah.
You know,
and a lot of times it ends up being very unhealthy, both physically and mentally.
Yeah. Oh, he was mentally completely effed up.
I'm sure he was. I don't even have to read it because I've met people that have done that before. So it's just like, just be the best version of you.
Yeah.
End of the day. I mean, you can use someone and look at them and say, hey, that's something cool to aspire to of, you know, I want bigger arms like that guy, whatever. But realize, your arms aren't going to look the same as his. Your abs aren't going to look the same as his. Even if you're just as lean, you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger's abs versus Sylvester Stallone's abs. Like, they're different. Like, it's just, everyone tries to be that person. I've had people be like, oh, I want to be this person. Or I've even had people say, I want to look like you. And it's like, I'm going to get you to the best version of you. Let's work on that. It's not about being like me, like anyone else. It's about being the best version of you.
I agree.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about Simply Keto here in just a minute with Suzanne Ryan. She's got an amazing book that came out, I guess, a couple of months ago, Simply Keto, The Practical Approach to Health and Weight Loss, The Healthy Way. Daniel Tagg's going to be talking about Training for Endurance Part 2. And Stephanie, we're going to be chatting it up with Suzanne, right?
I'm excited.
I am too, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Oh my gosh, I love this song. This is from
Ryan.
The Velvet. This is Ryan.
Ryan Berg and the Velveteers.
And the Velveteers. This right. is Avi's boyfriend is the drummer in the band.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, Luke Calloway. These guys rocked it the other night at Ferris Wheeler's. So, yeah.
That's great.
This is my favorite song on the album, I think. It's got just such incredible vocals and instrumentals and... Okay, enough Bernadette. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Daniel Tagg, and I have Suzanne Ryan on the line. I'm so excited to have you here, Suzanne. Let me read your bio to everyone for people that don't know that you are the best-selling author of the book Simply Keto, A Practical Approach to Health and Weight Loss. Suzanne discovered the ketogenic diet in January of 2015, and it completely changed her life. Okay. And so when she started keto, Suzanne weighed 289 pounds and her energy level and self-esteem were at an all-time low. She felt tired. She felt sick and very frustrated by her inability to stick to a healthy diet. Just after 1 year, she had lost 100 pounds and developed a new mindset surrounding food. Suzanne is currently down 120 pounds and she's passionate about helping others find the same success. She deeply believes that people should look within themselves and realize that they already have everything they need to change their lives for the better. I couldn't agree more. Suzanne lives in the San Francisco Bay Area with her husband, Mick, and her daughter, Olivia. Such an honor to have you on the show today, Suzanne Ryan. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know if you heard the opening, but I'm going to read to you what I wrote in the notes on the side of the book as I was reading your book. I was outside drinking coffee and had posted on Instagram and we just got this beautiful, wonderful feeling from reading just the honesty in your pages. And I wrote that you are so candid and generous to the reader of what life was really like for you. So honest that I immediately connected with you. And so many people will, when they pick up this book, if they've been struggling with weight loss for many, many years, like you have, I encourage everyone to go out and get a copy of this book. And I cooked one of your recipes this morning, and it was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Well, so let's get started for people that don't know anything about you or the ketogenic diet. I've got two.
Yeah.
Daniel Tagg is kind of like a ketogenic expert. He is an orthokinetic specialist trainer, and he's on the show as a regular. He's been on the ketogenic diet also for a couple of years, right?
Probably about 4. Yeah,
about 4 years. Oh, wow. Okay. A lot of guys on the show, Sean Wells is another one, and Stephanie Toops introduced it, her mother to it. Amazing story. Her mom lost 20 pounds within
about a month
from buying your book. And so Stephanie's got a lot of stuff she wants to talk with you about as well. So let's get started. So can you tell us about your personal struggle with weight and how you discovered the ketogenic lifestyle for yourself?
Yeah, so basically I really started struggling with my weight around middle school, and my parents divorced when I was younger, and we did a lot of the back and forth, and, you know, we were very low income, so we kind of relied heavily on a lot of convenience foods and fast foods, and, you know, so a lot of the stuff that we ate was packaged or, you know, just really quick convenience foods, and unfortunately a lot of that stuff is, like, really unhealthy, so we didn't really have a lot of emphasis on nutrition growing up. And, you know, I didn't even really think about what I was eating. It was just, those were the foods that I loved and I ate those. And then, around middle school, it started having just like a noticeable difference of like my weight and just my energy level and self-esteem. And, you know, I actually started my first diet in middle school, and that just kind of kicked off pretty much a full life of trying to lose weight and not being able to stick to anything, and gradually just gaining more and more weight every single year till when I was actually over 300 pounds when I got married.
Yeah.
So it was just like an ongoing struggle, and it was just it was so detrimental to my self-esteem because I just kind of lost hope in the ability to change. And it was just really frustrating because I wanted to change so badly. And so I literally tried everything that you can imagine, all different types of diets, even like medically supervised things when I would go in and they would give me appetite suppressants.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing worked, and nothing was like really a livable thing that I could stick to.
Yeah.
So I discovered the ketogenic diet in like December of 2014 and decided to start it in 2015. And it was just like a complete game changer, totally changed like my relationship with food. I was definitely very addicted to food before, and it just like helped curb the cravings and not being in that vicious addiction cycle mm-hmm. with sugar.
Well, yeah, because you shut down the sugar addiction when you're on the ketogenic diet,
yeah.
which is a huge part of it. You know, I've got the book, of course, in front of me. Can you share with our listeners the uniform assignment day story? Because I think that was such a powerful part of the read for me.
Yeah. So, you know, I think there's just a lot of things that happen when you're like overweight or morbidly obese that like sometimes people don't think about. And like when I was in high school, I was like, okay, maybe I'll just like join the basketball team and I'll see if I can get more active and, you know, I just wanted to like really belong and have like, I just fit in and do some like normal stuff because I just felt like everything I just felt kind of left out of. And so I decided to join the basketball team. I don't know how I got on, but somehow I did. I think it was just because I was tall, because I was not good.
Yeah.
So when uniform assignment day came, none of the uniforms fit me. So I was like, okay, like what am I going to do now? And so they ended up having to just give me the uniform that was like with the varsity team. So like every single game that I played, like with the team, I did not match like my other, you know, the other player. So
right.
It was just kind of like every time I went out, and, you know, it seems like so insignificant, like to some, but like when you go out and you're like, man, I'm still like not a part of this. And
right.
people are like, oh, like, wait, you don't fit into like the normal uniform. Like,
right.
You know, it was just like, oh gosh. Like,
it was a powerful part of the book for me. I mean, I teared up and I'm looking at it right now. And I really think that people need to understand how hurtful even a look can be, and that they need to, you know, be more empathetic. I'm reading here, you know, let me just read this because I just think it's so beautiful. I could tell you're right. I could tell just by looking at it that it would never fit. Yet yet I carried it into the bathroom anyway. I remember closing the stall door and struggling to put it on. I'm not sure if I can read this without crying. But
I know. I'm welling up over here.
Like, seriously. Tears filled my eyes, and I stood in that bathroom stall for a while trying to compose myself. I didn't want to let anyone see me cry. I waited until most of all my teammates had left, and then I handed the uniform back to my coach with a shake of my head. I couldn't even talk. I was mortified.
Yeah. There was just so many times where, like, I just felt like I wasn't able to really be a part of things. And, like, it's just, like, even going to restaurants, I would look at, like, the booth before we would sit down, and I'd be like, oh, gosh, like, am I going to, like, sit in there?
Wow.
Like, I would have to say, like, can we have a table instead of a booth? Or, you know, it's just so many things that you don't even think about that really kind of holds you back from really living your life to the fullest.
Yeah. And that's what this show's all about. And I love that you had the courage to, to try the ketogenic diet and embrace it and then write this beautiful book with passion and understanding for other people to relish. It's a beautiful gift that you've given the world. You really have. And I have to say, you know, I'm a cook and I love the recipe section. Like, it's beautifully done. Beautiful pictures and easy recipes, and make it such an easy thing to do for somebody who's just being introduced to the ketogenic diet, because I think for some people it can be very overwhelming at first.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, that was, like, really something that I really wanted to tackle, is because it really doesn't have to be overwhelming. So,
right.
You know, if you really want to get into it, you can go all scientific, but really it is a very easy thing for people to just learn and really just go on their own and figure out their own path in it. So, you know, that was just really one of the things that I really wanted to do, with it. Like, no, you really can do this.
Well, let me ask you this. So you lost over 120 pounds now, and which is truly amazing. Can you share with us about how the mindset changed when you experienced the shedding of your weight?
Yeah, so I think for a long time I really thought that losing weight was going to be, like, the one thing. It was like the missing puzzle piece that was going to make everything better in life. And as I was losing weight, I started realizing that I was still battling the same, like, mindset issues and, like, mental health issues that I was before. Like, you know, a lot of the negative self-talk that we do to ourselves, mm-hmm. that we would never say to our friends or family, like, things we wouldn't even think to say to somebody else, the things that we say to ourselves. And I started really realizing, like, how important it was to focus on the mindset and really setting yourself up for success. And I feel like it's just as important, if not more, than what you're eating, because when you really are focusing on loving yourself and taking care of yourself, the rest of that starts falling into place. And I just feel like the mindset is just so crucial, and it's not talked about enough. Just really knowing that, like, we're capable of changing our lives for the better. I know for myself, I just felt so defeated after years and years of failed attempts to lose weight. I lost hope in myself, and that's a really difficult place to be. So really overcoming that, like, your failures don't define you. They show you what didn't work, and you have to move on. And never giving up on yourself is just really important to focus on.
Absolutely. And how beautifully you articulated that. So where did you begin when you started making the changes in your mindset? Where did you first start?
So the very first thing that I started doing was actually, like, and my husband always jokes around that I probably looked like a crazy person, but when I would, like, have these, like, negative thoughts come into my mind, like, oh, this isn't going to work, you're not going to be able to stick to this, like, this is just going to be, like, the next thing that you can't do, I would literally even sometimes just say, like, stop. Like, stop talking to yourself like this. Like, you are mm-hmm. capable of changing your life. You're worthy of, you know, great things, and to, you know, really invest in your health. So, like, literally, I would just really work on, like, how I was really feeling about myself and really making myself a priority. Because I think after years of really just having low self-esteem, I became such a people pleaser that I would, like, take care of everybody else, but not myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started realizing, like, if I actually invest and take care of myself, I can take care of, like, my friends and my daughter and my husband and everyone else better, because I'm at a better place to do that.
Well, and I have to say, your husband sounds like a dream. He's such a such a nice guy. Seriously.
Thank you. He's amazing.
Yeah. And so kudos to you and him. I think it's wonderful. We're going to go to break. We come back. We're going to talk some more. I want to talk about these recipes and how you developed them, because it's such a good book, Suzanne. So stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back with Suzanne Ryan. She is the author of the book Simply Keto, A Practical Approach to Health and Weight Loss. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Let me tell Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, and Daniel Tagg. And our very special guest is continuing on with us, Suzanne Ryan. She is the best-selling author of the book Simply Keto, A Practical Approach to Health and Weight Loss. Suzanne discovered the ketogenic diet in January 2015, and it completely changed her life. We've been talking all about it. Absolutely love having you on the show. You can find Suzanne at ketokarma.com. That's ketokarma.com. Where would you like to begin this next segment, Suzanne? What would you like to say to anyone out there that's been in your shoes? What do you want to say to them?
You know, I think the most important thing is really just knowing that ultimately when you do have something in your life that you struggle with, you can't let it define you. You just have to keep standing up and rising again and trying different alternatives to find what's going to work for you. You know, there's no one size fits all, and sometimes things can feel really intimidating. So I think just like breaking things down into smaller bites, like taking things one day at a time. Because I know when I started, I was like, gosh, I have 120 pounds to lose. Like, yeah, that just seems impossible. Mm-hmm. And I really let the fear of that big task weigh me down for a really long time, because I was like, gosh, this is just like, am I really going to be able to do this? So I think even just sometimes if I was feeling overwhelmed, I would just be like, all right, listen, I'm going to get through today. I'm going to make good choices with each meal, and I'm going to just, build each day. So I think it's just like breaking it down into smaller chunks and really believing in yourself and investing in the process.
That's great advice. It really is. So that leads me to this. So what was the most difficult part of your weight loss journey?
You know, I think ultimately it really was just a lot of my self-esteem issues from years and years of failed attempts. It was just really overcoming and working on your mindset. And it's still something that I work on to this day, is just really kind of investing in the process and understanding that, like, this is not a punishment. This is, like, not what you can't have. This really, truly isn't a sacrifice. Because some people will say, like, gosh, well, you know, giving up, like, sugar and bread and potatoes, like, isn't that a sacrifice? And I'm like, listen, like, when I was 300 pounds, like, that was my sacrifice. Like, I literally was living on the sidelines of my life. I didn't have very much energy to get off the couch and do things. That's the sacrifice. Like, you know, so now just kind of having like a healthy body and mind and so much energy to really enjoy life and help others and just continue this path, I just feel like, I feel so thankful to be here today.
Well, and the book is beautiful. You're beautiful inside and out. And this book, let's talk about the food, because I know that Daniel loves cooking keto, and so does Stephanie. I do. I'm not like on the ketogenic diet, but I love some of the recipes, like the one I made today, the blueberry muffin cups. Except,
yeah.
But I made it. I quadrupled the recipe, and I put it in two of my famous Italian dishes and baked them in the oven instead of the microwave for at 375 for 30 minutes, I think, is the perfect. I overcooked them a little bit because I was curling my hair, Suzanne, and I forgot about them in the oven. But I think 375 for 30 minutes is perfect. But here's the thing, and you know this, like, everything in that recipe is so good for you, regardless if you're keto, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that I really wanted to focus on with the recipes in this book is, like, a lot of people who are switching over to the ketogenic diet, like myself included, didn't really cook a lot and used a lot of convenient foods before. And maybe some people did cook a lot, but like, this is definitely a new way of cooking, because you basically just substitute some ingredients to make this like a keto friendly version of whatever meals that you enjoy. So my main focus was like, okay, let's have recipes that are like real life that people are going to actually make, because sometimes you open these cookbooks and the lists are so, like, the ingredients, there's so many that it's like, this looks awesome, but like, who has the time for this?
You're absolutely right. Some of the recipes you read them, you're like, I can't do that. It's just, it's got truly like 15 different ingredients in it.
Yeah. So like, I just tried to keep everything really simple, and most of the stuff in there is just stuff that I've made or made up along the way of losing weight. So like, that's all the food that I was eating while I was losing 120 pounds.
Well, I know Daniel wants to ask you something.
Back when you were talking about, you know, when people said, oh, you have to give up sugar and all these things, I love the part in the book where you put, okay, this is what you were eating, this is the other substitute for it. Instead of the mashed potatoes, you had the cauliflower mashed potatoes, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Instead of rice, it's rice cauliflower. Like, you give them those options, and it's you don't really even sacrifice having other things because you get to have everything that you would normally have, but just made in the ketogenic way.
I love it.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's so livable.
Oh, yeah. And it tastes better than the normal cruddy stuff anyways.
Well, and I make cauliflower mashed potatoes all the time now.
I love those.
It doesn't have to be a keto thing. It's a healthy thing.
Mm-hmm. I have some in my fridge right now.
I think one of the other things that's really great about this in general for people with, busier lifestyles is you can also, go out to eat with no problems. It is so easy to do anywhere. It's not like you have to cook at home all the time. You can literally... anywhere you go, you can find something.
I agree. Well, and Stephanie has a great story. You've got to hear Suzanne. It's a success story with her mother. She sent her the book. I'll let Stephanie tell the story.
Yeah. So I bought your book, and it was recommended from a friend of mine, and I bought it. And just what you guys were just talking about, I think my biggest problem with a lot of the books that I get is there's a list of, 20 ingredients, and I think, I don't even have time to go to the store and get that. I've got three small children, 2, 4, and 6, and that's just crazy for me.
Yeah.
So I was able to open this book and, make a recipe just with stuff that I had in my kitchen at the time, which was a huge, huge win for me. And so I fell in love with it, and so I sent the book to my mom, and she decided, okay, I'm going to try this. And she's always kind of struggled with sticking to something like that.
Right.
And she was able to, it really energized her. She read the whole front of the cookbook, which you guys just talked about was really great and informative and taught her all about it. And then she lost 20 pounds that first month. And so she was really, really, really proud of her for doing that. But I have another question, if I can ask.
Yeah, of course.
I know you have a daughter. So how do you work this in with your family life? How does that work for you guys?
Yeah. So that's definitely a question I get a lot, and it's a really good one. So a lot of times, with my daughter, she's not full keto, but she eats lower carb and lower sugar than most kids do. So basically for dinner, the great thing about keto is it's really whole food based. So all the stuff that I give her, I'm so happy to be giving her. So, a lot of times we'll have either chicken or steak or fish or something as the main protein. And then on the side will be vegetable, a non-starchy vegetable with butter. And then every once in a while she'll have a side that's not keto friendly. Kids can be a little bit picky eater sometimes, so it can be kind of a challenge. So the only thing that I'll do sometimes if we have guests over or kids over is I'll just make one side that's not keto, and they can just pair that with the meal. So I'm not making totally separate meals. I'm just maybe making one different side.
Well, and I'm looking at the chicken parmesan,
I know.
With the zoodles and, you make it so easy in this book. And I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I'm brain dead when I get to the grocery store at the end of the day and I'm what do I cook, And you're looking around. I'm seriously carrying this around in my car for ideas to take into the grocery store with
You'll
me.
You'll love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your personal favorite recipes in the book?
So for breakfast, I really love the Olivia's cream cheese pancakes because my daughter and I make those together usually on the weekends because it's just, it's fun for us to make together. And then I love the chili. That's probably my favorite easy crock pot / Instapot recipe in there. And then the Tuscan keto chicken is definitely one of my favorites with the goat cheese and sun-dried tomatoes and basil. And it has a lemon butter wine sauce. It's my go-to dish when I have company over because it's so easy and people are like, wow, this is so fancy.
Well, yeah. And I love you've got lots of desserts in here, like the chocolate chip cookies for two. And so you don't have to have them, around forever. It's just to get that little sweet craving out of the way. And we all have them. And I have to say, even the blueberry muffin cups, that to me is a treat. That's like a dessert for breakfast. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Well, so can you give our listeners some tips on grocery shopping before we go?
Well, so basically, with grocery shopping, it's really easy. The main thing is you mostly are going to be shopping the outer aisles of the store. So everything in the middle and in between is going to be packaged and full of a lot of stuff that we try to avoid. So, the fresh things are on the outside, except for the bakery, you might want to skip that part.
Yeah.
But, you have all your vegetables and your meats and, then we go down cheeses. Some people choose to be dairy-free, but I definitely have dairy. So you can have cheeses and, You know, basically it's just, it's so easy to do. You're just skipping all of that sugar. And a lot of people, I will start with just one thing, like replacing, instead of drinking soda, drinking sparkling water or plain water. So sometimes if it seems overwhelming to change everything at once, like start with one thing and then add on to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at roasted radishes. I'm thinking about all the stuff I'm going to cook tonight. I'm thinking about making the twice baked cauliflower casserole tonight because I have had a cauliflower that's going to go bad if I don't use it. So that'll be perfect.
That's one of our favorites. So good.
Well, you know, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show, Suzanne. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us. And anytime you want to come back, just let us know. We talk a lot of keto here on One Life Radio. And thank you for sharing your beautiful, wonderful story with America, or the world, I should say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. You can find Suzanne Ryan and Simply Keto, the book Simply Keto, at ketokarma.com. That's ketokarma.com. Even the name is cute, Keto Karma. I love that. Did you think of that yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah? I love it. All right. Okay, we got to go. And so we'll talk to you soon. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
There's another good cat.
They're all good.
Is this your boyfriend's band again?
Yeah. Have you seen him? I know you and Avi ran into each other.
We did.
Deep
it was
Ellum
funny. I said hi to her like 5 times before she recognized me.
You had a hat on.
Well, what hilarious. Were you doing in Deep Ellum?
Right?
That was my question.
In a bar.
Yeah. One of my buddies was playing it with his band.
Okay.
So I was there supporting him. And I did hear one of your boyfriend's bands because he's in like 3, right?
Like 8.
Yeah.
9, so, 10.
And it was very good. I like the whole vibe. Like, it's definitely not like the scene that I go to all the time, but it's a cool vibe.
Live music is so cool.
It's so powerful. So healing.
And it was just like, it's more unique down there.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're like a guy who was going to pull out a didgeridoo, and like, he never played it, which I was really disappointed in because I love it when people play didgeridoos.
Yeah.
What is a didgeridoo? So
it's a
Everybody's
instrument.
Everybody's looking at me like they know what that is. I have no idea.
It's from Australia, and it's a hollowed out like big thing of wood that they actually originally was hollowed out by like termites or something like that. And you blow in as you're inhaling through your nose the whole time. So it's one long, like constantly.
Well, wow.
Really
I'm
cool.
trying to do that.
They're
and
huge.
I
don't.
Very deep vibrato.
Well, that's
sound.
What it is healing.
It is. It's a very healing. Like a chanting type thing. It's the Aborigines in Australia do it. It's really cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so the next time they're playing, we're all going.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm in.
We went to the Ferris Wheelers, where they have the Ferris wheel, the backyard barbecue. It was so much fun. It really was. A lot of kids everywhere. And just it's kind of like a family place, but with you had the rock with it. It made it just that, and the IPA beer was awesome. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Sounds great.
Well, everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray on the music, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio and Daniel Tagg. Stephanie is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. And she's a huge fan of Suzanne Ryan and Simply Keto. And it's so great to have you. You're going to be here tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow, too.
You'll be here tomorrow, too. And Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, right next to the iHeartMedia studios here in Dallas, Texas. He is certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training. He's also a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems, and he was a wildland firefighter. He's a man's man, is what he is.
He is. So. Oh, but he's a sensitive man's man.
I like how you said.
Oh, dear.
The look, it was good.
I was working out last night. I got a good workout in. I didn't do a traditional workout, though. I hula hooped and danced, and then I did a little bit of weight training. So I just kind of mixed it up a little bit. But but we're talking today about training for endurance. So I wouldn't consider that endurance training. Would you?
Well, it was a type of, it depends on how long you're doing it. And then if
about
you start to fatigue. Yeah, it could be, depending on how long you're in each thing, it could have been an endurance thing. Endurance is just making sure that you continually do it without hardly any rest.
Yeah. Right? Well, I was thinking about bringing the hula hoop and hula hooping over there in the corner during your whole segments. You know, because, I truly could, and it's a weighted one, too, but I truly can hula hoop for 30 minutes, no break, forever.
It's crazy. You know,
it's
easy. I used to be able to do that when I was a kid, and I picked them up, like, a couple, you know, 5 years ago, and I started to do it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I still got this, and, like, it just wouldn't work.
You just had to practice.
I know. It was weird. If you don't use it, you lose it, I guess. Yeah. I could get it back.
Well, but I know what I'm going to get you next week. I'm going to bring you a hula hoop, but this is important because endurance sometimes can save your life.
It can. So, you know, when you talked about last week, endurance, we talked about more cardiovascular endurance. And this week, I kind of wanted to more focus on muscular endurance. And you had to talk about what you're talking about. You're talking about races. You're talking about lifting. It's a whole bunch of different things. So I want to kind of look at lifting today for endurance, right?
Okay. So lifting, how do you train? How do you begin training for endurance in the lifting aspect of
it? So first, you just need to build some general strength. Just get in shape first, right? But the one thing that overrides, that helps every different type of strength, there's seven different types of strength that are the simple kinds. You can break them down into more. But the biggest thing that you can do to help all of those is gain your maximal strength. Get that.
What does that mean?
Maximal strength is how many times you can press or squat or whatever that one weight one time.
Okay.
So if you increase your overall just strength, that increases endurance as well because you have more strength to rely on for that endurance and it'll last longer. So the first thing, most people just go automatically into lots of reps, light weight. Yes, that works endurance. But the first thing is you need to be strong and build that base first, then go into the higher reps, the medium-sized weights.
Well, and so I felt like the hula hooping was definitely working my core. But because that's where you really, before you can do endurance, you have to get your core strong, right?
It all depends. Like, everyone's so focused on the core, that's usually the thing that is the actual strongest on people. If you look at elderly people that they walk, they shorten their range, and they're pretty much moving all in the core, but they don't use their limbs.
Gotcha.
So I think core is a very important thing, but I think we overemphasize it. It is important. First, you need to be able to define it. First, core to me is defined by breathing, innermost unit, pelvic floor muscles, all of the deepest muscles versus the abs and all that is actually more superficial muscles. But you need to have a balanced everything.
Okay.
So you're going to work that as you work the endurance.
Okay, so my first day here in the gym, I want to work my endurance. Where do I start?
I would say just basic movement patterns like squat, push, pull.
Okay.
Those are the basic ones. Squat with no weight at first, just body weight. Then once you get some ability to do that and you're comfortable and it starts to become easy, then you know, grab a dumbbell, put it between your legs, grabbing it with both arms, keep the shoulder blades back, don't let the chest curl forward, and then start to do it with that. If you have the ability where you can do a back squat with the bar and you can do it safely, then maybe start to build up to that.
So what's a back squat?
So a back squat's where the bar is coming across your shoulders. It's okay. The stereotypical like one that you're going to do in sports.
Okay.
You have to have enough shoulder external rotation, be able to rotate back with your arm to be able to grab the bar. I do not. I have to have a bar that has handles on the inside, because if I try to rotate back anymore, I'm going to overextend from the lower back, going to overarch, and I'm going to load my lower back muscles, which we want those to stabilize. We don't want them to move during the exercise.
Yeah, that sounds it sounds like you could easily get injured by doing it
yes,
the other
very
way.
Easily.
Do a lot of guys get injured?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then there's another thing that you could do, like deadlifts. You could do it with a straight bar, or if your gym has a hex bar, it's one that kind of goes in like a triangle, and then you step inside of it, and there's handles for it.
Oh, yeah, I've done those.
That one's one of the safer ones over just the straight bar, because you're not having to lean forward near as much. You can dictate your motion a little
mm-hmm.
safer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to moderate your range, make sure you're not going to where you're curling your back, keeping the weight on the heels, and that's your range. But I would say doing things like that, doing just chest press with the dumbbells, or if you're not comfortable, get on a machine first and do it with a machine until you get someone to spot you. This didn't do some dumbbell chest press. Then do where you're sitting down and you're just seated and you keep your back straight and you pull the arms back into a row. Start with those things and get kind of good at those general movement patterns, and then start to increase the weight and do less reps. You know, maybe I would never do just the one rep max. That's dangerous. I would say keep it at the absolute least amount of reps to three.
One rep max would be where somebody like takes 50 pounds, let's say a female, 50 pounds and tries to do a bench press, right?
Exactly. And it's just, you cannot do that weight more than one time, period. You
right.
barely get it up that one time, and that is all you can do. That
yeah,
is your one rep
max. Yeah, that doesn't seem very productive.
I mean, it is if you're trying to work on that maximal strength, but it's more of a test. It's not so much of a workout.
Yeah.
If you want to keep it to the 3 to 5 rep range to work overall strength, and give yourself like 2 to 3 minutes to recover in between those sets of that body part.
Okay.
And then do that for a minimum of 5 sets. So it spreads out the overall volume. It takes a little bit longer. You're going to feel like you're not doing much. It's not mm-hmm. all that intense.
Yeah.
During the exercise, it's going to be hard, but you should have tons of rest to be able to recover. And that's how you build your maximal strength. And then once you start to get that, then go into where you're giving yourself less time to recover. You're doing more reps with moderate weight, and then you can kind of build into that overall muscular endurance.
How much rest do you need?
So it all depends on what your goal is. So if you're wanting to recover fully, it takes 3 to 5 minutes to recover fully if you're trying that one rep, three rep max type
mm-hmm.
thing. If you're wanting to do more hypertrophy training and you're wanting to build muscle mass, then you're wanting anywhere from 30 to 40 seconds rest in between, okay? If you're looking at more like pure endurance, then maybe anywhere from, you know, 10 to 30 seconds of rest in between.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of different variations you can do within that too, but those are the basics.
Well, you're training for these races, these upcoming adventure races
mm-hmm.
too, aren't you?
I am.
Are you guys, have you guys ever done that? Mm-hmm. What kind of training are you doing right now, Stephanie?
Well, I did the Camp Pendleton Mud Run.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, I did that years ago. I did the Camp Pendleton Mud Run, and it was awesome. That was kind of like the original mud run before all that stuff
mm-hmm.
started,
mm-hmm.
and it
right.
was great. It was out in California.
Mm.
But training right now, I'm really just trying to do a lot of walking, so that's the best thing for
movement.
Me.
It's all
age.
About
yeah.
movement.
Yeah.
Move.
So.
And then intervals is actually, I'm doing a lot of intervals because I'm going to have to, I think the race is like 9 miles or something like that. I don't have time to go out and do that. It's a lot of pounding on the knees, the hips, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do sprint intervals in the gym on this machine that ramps up the resistance as you go faster. And then like as I'm out at the ranch on the weekends, I'll lay out in the sun for a couple minutes out by the lake, and then I'll go do some rinse sprints. And it's just finding a piece of ground that's smooth enough where I don't roll an ankle.
Mm-hmm.
But that, and then I'm doing like lots of pull ups, sit ups, stuff like that. But I'm also going in there and doing that maximal strength. Yesterday I did sets of chest press where I did as much weight as I could for 5 to 6 reps.
Yeah.
Gave myself about probably 2 to 3 minutes in between that. Maybe
mm-hmm.
just go hit a couple other body parts like ankles or something like that.
Yeah. I did some, what are these called? You just said it.
Chest press.
Chest press.
Yeah. Chest
Stephanie
press.
Stephanie and I
chest
just looked
press.
At each other.
He said ankles and we're like,
well,
how do you work?
Ankles. I should
like,
have said
what?
Calves.
Oh, okay.
Calves.
Okay.
I'm going ankle extension.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I did triceps extensions.
Uh-huh.
I did, I don't know what you call these here.
Okay. She's getting up.
Let's see.
So she's doing a one arm row from a bent over position where one arm's kind of braced on the bench. And you're rowing back with the
you
other arm as
you can do that with
leaning.
A bottle of wine. I mean, you need to get creative if you don't have weights at home.
You can. And that's good because it is about being creative. I always say like a milk or a water jug or something like that. Or a bottle of wine.
Bottle?
Or, you know, whatever you want. Shampoo.
I mean,
whatever
you
have laying around.
Whatever you got. I did 25-pound weights. And I did like 3 sets on each arm. And I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get strong again, get my endurance up.
That's
so
good.
Build the strength, then go into the endurance.
All right. Always a pleasure. Daniel Tagg, thank you so much for being in studio today. And Stephanie, same with you. What a great time we had.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, everyone. You know what? A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, the H Hump Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the ISSN. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.